Holding the last part of Shabbos. It's Shabbos afternoon. It's called Shabbos Le'osid Lovoy. This is what we say in davening. Shabbos in Mincha. Ato Echod, B'Shimcho Echod, מי כעמך ישראל, גוי אחד באורץ, אז באורי השם למלך, ביום הוא יהיה השם אחד, ושמו אחד, ויקירו וידעו. מנוחה שלמה שאתה רוצה בו, יקירו בנך וידעו, כי מאיתך היא מנוחסה. יקירו בנך וידעו, כי מאיתך היא מנוחסה. וידע כל פעול, כי אתה פעלתוי, ויובין כל יצור, כי אתה יצרתוי. This is בעצם the Shabbos לאוסיד לובוי. ליום שכולי שבס ומנוחה לחי ואילומי. We have the Shabbos Maisa Bereishis, that's the beginning of Shabbos. We have the Shabbos Matan Torah, that's the middle part of Shabbos. And we have the Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi, that's the third part of Shabbos, the last chelek of Shabbos. Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi, it's the last part of Shabbos, Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi. I want to be masber ashtekel. What is the pshat Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi? Shabbos is the Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi. This is the tachlis of Shabbos. This is the reason why all of the songs, the dveikus, the nafshi choyla sa'avosecho, kelno refona lo ba'arus lo noyam zivecho. This is Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi. The dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The shaykh is the dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. נפשי חולה סעה וסכו. כן נורפון או לא. What is the pshat? אבל this is the תכליס of Shabbos. So one way we'll start from the חיצוניות and then to the פנימיות. Now the third Suda we said in the tour is Shalashudas. This is connected the third part of Shabbos. And we have the first Suda is connected Shabbos Maisa Bereishis, the Emunah and Boir Olam. Second part of Shabbos is Shabbos Matan Torah. And the third part of Shabbos is Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi. Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi. Yom Shikulei Shabbos Menucha Lechai Olam. So we have Shalosh Sudas connected these three Chalokim of Shabbos. Suda Leil Shabbos, Suda Shabbos Badei, and Shalosh Sudas. What's the pshat? So the Vav has a kasha. Why it's called Shalosh Sudas? Why the third Suda is called Shalosh Sudas? Call it Suda. Shabbos by day, you don't call it second Suda. I don't think it's only in Yiddish Shalosh Sudas. It's also in Hebrew, Suda Shlishit, it's brought down in the Poskim. Why it's called Suda Shlishit? It's the third Suda, but the second one is not called second Suda. So I heard once the Litzonim say, that it's called like that because you eat the leftovers from the other two sudas and shalosh sudas. So in shalosh sudas, you know, you eat all the three meals together, yeah? You have the leftovers, yeah? Ein polim latera, besach nisht. But what is the real pshat? So shteyt mishnebura, but it's beramez. Two sudas a day, everyone eats. Shalosh sudas is very hard to eat. But fakert. When a person eats the third suda, he shows that the other two sudas that he ate, he also ate because he was mitzuvah mipi aboir. If a person is mezalzel in shalosh sudas, it's not only that he's missing shalosh sudas, he's missing shalosh sudas. When he's mekayim shalosh sudas, then he's mekayim the suda that proves that all the two other sudas eichad achashuv sudas. When he's mekayim the other two sudas, he shows that the other two sudas are also achashuv sudas that he wants to be mekayim. This is what he shows. This is what he shows. He wants. He wants to eat Suda Shabbos. This is what his Yoytza, when his Mecha, does the other Sudas. This is what his Yoytza, when he does the other Sudas. Now, a person has to know, what's the Pshat Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi? So I want to explain. We started, we said, the beginning of Shabbos is Shabbos Maisa Bereishis, Emunah and Boir Olam. Second part of Shabbos, Shabbos by day, is Shabbos Matan Torah. And then we have the third part of Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi. So, explain. The first part of Shabbos is the Emunah and Boir Olam. And Shabbos Matan Torah. Shabbos Lo'osid Lovoi says a person could be a very big maimon. I have the Achikala here, I meet a lot of Balabatim. Mamish Erlach. Everything is good, chutz from one thing. Hashem wants you to sit and learn. Don't be an erlich nursing home man.
Maybe they, you know, they were born very bad and they don't have no brains. They can't learn. Nebuch became Amor. Nebuch Rachmanis of them. Yeah. Nebuch became Menshit. Was given to them. What I'm trying to explain. It's not a chokhmah to believe in Boira Olam, but not to try to get close to Boira Olam. I met once Adam Godel, he told me, you know, we train the people, take it easy, relax, you know, don't do Meshuggah Zachim, you know. Take it normal, you know, you have to live normal, you know, I think Chinuch. But we have to know, what is the Sheifa? To be Dovuk Ba'Hashem. What's the Sheifa? Dveikus Ba'Hashem. This and only this. This is the Tachlis of Briah. Dveikus and Boira Olam. On them is no Tachlis. The Tachlis is Dveikus and Boira Olam. People don't realize. The Tachlis of the Briah is Dveikus and Boira Olam. The end of Shabbos, the Sheif is Liyem Shekuloi Shabbos, Yem Shetzadikim Yeshu Vatorosayim Baroshayim. Nichsef Aragam Kolsa Lichatzris Hashem. This is my dream. Not I trust the Boira Olam that my business will go well. This is the tachlis of Shabbos. This is Shabbos la'osid lovey. A person could be a maimim. And Boira Olam. And the shaila, if you're in the mahalach with the Boira Olam once. If you're heading the place of Boira Olam once. You can chokhm islam to say, yeah. You have to head where the Boira Olam really wants. Come to the richtige tachlis. A person has to know. I had a Musa Shmuz last week, Friday. I came back, starts Be'etzem 3 weeks ago. I said, I spoke to the Bachri, maybe also I spoke here, I don't, I'm sure, Shabbos. I said it a couple of times, that, you know, Rabbi Akiva wanted to sit and learn Torah. Rabbi Akiva was Am Oretz, and he married the daughter of Kol B'Savua, that's that he would go to learn. But her father was very not happy with that, and her father decided to kick her out of the house. No, so she was used to sleeping on this golden bed with 8 pillows, now she's sleeping in a straw house, a little bit straw. But not only that, you know, she was planning to marry this shepherd, you know, her father will pay for chavrusis, yeah. Remember, he'll become a choshuva guy then. But she didn't think that he will manage on his own. I mean, she comes from a very choshuva family, she sees this person, she will marry him in, you know, he will come, he will hear the divoteira, the gidolim in the house, he will pick up and maybe she will make a choshuva get out of him. Now the man says she's kicked out, everyone look at her like a menuda. She's married against her father's will. The God of the Gedalim, everyone against her. She's fighting the whole world. And now she has to, with this Rabbi Akiva, to get somewhere. There's no chance. So she had second doubts. So, Hashem sent the Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi knocks on the door. And the Eliyahu HaNavi says, my wife had a baby. I don't have straw. So Rabbi Akiva gives it a little bit. And he tells his wife, you see, some people suffer even more from us. Not so bad, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're not in the bottom. Could be worse. And then he goes to learn. That's what the message you learn out from him. If a person decides to learn Torah, he decides. And it's going hard, Hashem will send Eliyahu HaNavi to help you. Rabbi Akiva was not a Rabbi Akiva, he was a shepherd. But Hashem sends Rabbi Akiva to help. Eliyahu HaNavi to help. He's a shepherd, isn't he? God Lado. But if he wants to learn, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to help. What is our problem is, we're waiting for the Eliyahu HaNavi to come with golden wings, you know, to make it like all nice to us. He comes, he knocks on the door, and he says, I need straw, and you have to make a cheshbon, so vice versa, my matzav is not so bad, and this is the chizuk. And from that you have to grow. This is the way it works. Who knows? You come up to the Shemai, and Shemai will say, why are you so shvach? I had such a hard week. Shemai will ask you, what day was very hard for you? Sunday was terrible. Eliyahu was by you twice. But Friday was gefelach. You can see some guys stacking out here for Friday, yeah? Friday was very hard for me to get up. Eliyahu was 5 times in your room. I said once, I had a very hard day. I don't remember even why it was, like one of my hardest days in my life. I couldn't. I don't remember why. Kids said, I said, I'm not coming to yeshiva. My wife told me, I'm not coming to yeshiva. I said, I can't do that. So you have on me, I have to shit. You can't. I said, I have to. So then I pulled myself together, threw myself into a taxi, and went to yeshiva. I go on my head. Because I come into the taxi driver turns over to me and tells me, I'm jealous of you. I think to myself, punk, today he's jealous of me, you know. It's a different day to be jealous of me. Today's not my day, yeah? Today's not my day. So I don't think you'd be my mata makane. What are you so jealous of me? She said, you don't understand, my life is miserable. It's a divorce 20 times, crazy, all different stories. Kids, he said, I don't have who to turn to. You from people, when it's hard for you, you turn to the way I know. I'm so jealous of you. I said, I know you're Leo, enough to bench me now. Kids, he didn't want, I didn't go off the taxi for an hour and a half. It cost me 150 shekel. Till he benched me then. Now, I know you're laughing at me that I thought it's Leo, enough. So two things. First, could be it was. But even if it's not, Hashem doesn't have to send Eliyahu HaNavi. If he has a taxi driver available, he could send him instead, yeah? But he doesn't have to send Eliyahu HaNavi. If Pug is a taxi in the station ready, but Hashem doesn't have to matriach Eliyahu to come. I mean, he has a taxi driver, right? But this is better than the way a person... So, this is not what I wanted to talk about. This is an old story. This Yom Chamishi, the past Yom Chamishi, I was in Yeshiva, I had to go to Misal Samzachim. Things went wrong. I got locked up somewhere in a mistake. I'm sure. Kids, I came to yeshiva, it was 10 o'clock. And I was too bachim, but I made up to speak to them. So they came over to me, I said, I only can speak in learning now. I can't. My head is not with me. Learning, you need to speak alamah. But you know, it's time to shmooze. I can't shmooze to you today. So what happened? I said, it's not my day today. So these two bachim told me, Leo and I didn't come to help you today. So I got the musa. I said, I thought, the Val not, you know, I'm looking. The Val not, but I said, you know, I'll keep my eye open. When he comes, I will try to chop him. Then I said, Aloha Shir, like by night, came back home, I was awake. Yes, I wake up in the morning. I remember I have a Pidna Ben and a guy from Shir, his name is Elisha. 9 o'clock in the morning, I have to be the Pidna Ben. I think you're also in the Pidna Ben. I have to be 9 o'clock in the Pidna Ben. 11 o'clock, I made up with someone that came from Chutzla, I will live with him until 11:45. So I had to pin my bed in the morning and then I had to live with someone. I had to say a chumashir 11:45. So I didn't have time to prepare. I forgot, I was sure I'll prepare in the morning, I'll come to yeshiva and I'll prepare. But I remember the Peter Ben, I'm the Kohen, so I'll be busy for the 2 hours. Then I made up with someone, especially came from Chutzla, I have to do it in 45 minutes. I don't know what to say. Okay, I have a place that I have my notes. Because I go to my place, you know, I take out the parsha, where I have to, you know, file the things on the parsha. All of the parshas are there, Chutzim told us. I'm looking, because I'm trying to look around. So my wife tells me, 9 o'clock, you know, you have to be in Zvil, you're not enough, you know, you're the Kohen. I said, don't worry, I'm the Kohen, we're not starting out with me. I said, yeah, but you know, people are waiting, it's a shame. I don't know what to say. You know, I'm going there, I don't know what to say. It's black, I didn't open the box. I can't, you know. And they recorded it, put against the world. You know, I can't talk and not have what to say. So I have to get inside, I'll take the Shem Yishmur with me. It's good to say, but find what to say. I think to myself, I'm what if nothing will come out from the Shem Yishmur. You know, I'm all Sigate Nish. So it's a safer Tal Le'oilas, Chashu was safer. I said, there's a lot of Veltlach. So I think to myself, I'm a Shnichu Balgaiva. Well, I'll come to the Pit and I'm going with the Tal Le'oilas, yeah? Sitting there with all the Bachim preparing to share that. I said, you know, Father, I'm not such an honor, yeah? But the Maisa, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, if I don't take Tal Le'oilas, I'll just rest the Zog, yeah? So I wasn't aggressive with Zion. It's not to hope what to say, it's to go with the Tal Le'oilas. I said, you know, I'll take it. Put it under the Shevi Shmuel. We'll see what to do. Kids, I come to Pidna Ben. I put it on the earth on the side. And I'm sitting, I'm pointing the Ben. And at the bottom, I'm looking at the Shevi Shmuel. Kids, I come to Ezra Benisht. No. Emperor, I'll take it on the earth. Yeah. I pick up the Tal Le'oilas. And from the Tal Le'oilas, my papers and told this fall out. So the man I had also what to say from the Shevi Shmuel. And also from the Tal Le'oilas. And then my papers, nice as I'm when I looked at it, yeah, but I'm saying. So I took the papers. I didn't say this story, I didn't say over. I said, I took these papers and I told my kids, you see these papers? Hashem gave it to me. And the Suda will tell you what happened. I told my kids all the story and I told them, I want to tell you. What lesson I got from Hashem? If you need to have your papers in yeshiva, you don't have to take them. I could send them. I could get your parshas Toldos papers into your hands in Zvil. If it needs to get there, it will get it without you taking it. I will force you to take out a sefer where you're not planning to take it out to. I will force you. I couldn't say, I'm not fine. Something. Go to yeshiva, I'll take it out. I will force you to take it around with you. I will force you to open it and I'll make it to fall down to your hands. I don't have to take it. I have to understand this. What does Hashem tell me? Hashem told me, Givaldik Azach. Givaldik Azach, Hashem told me. And it's Emes of Givaldik Azach. So when I wanted, I send you the papers. So what I didn't send you in life, life is I didn't want. So don't get nervous. You want that chavus, it doesn't happen. I didn't send them to you. You want that shaykhus? I didn't send them to you. What I want to send, I know how to send. You behave like you have to behave. The rest leave to me. That's what Hashem is telling us. You behave the way you have to behave. The rest leave to me. This is the Rebbeinu Shem. This is what a person has to take. This is in the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis. A person has to believe the Rebbeinu Shalom is running the world. The Rebbeinu Shalom is running the world. Everything is Him. Everything is Him. So I had my Eliyahu Hanavi, the whole Shabbos I was dancing with his papers. Hashem gave me, what he gave me? A piece of paper. $9 million. Goldish. My own papers. That he made me to leave it somewhere, to find it after a year. Punkun, I will need it. Punkun Pasha has told us, not the day before, not the day after. Hashem knows, he waited for me. You need a help. I'll pick you up. I'll pick you up. Into your hands, I could do it. I can do it exactly. I was fighting 5 minutes. I took out the talis, put it back, put it in. I was fighting with my COVID, back and forth to put it in and out. This is the beginning of Shabbos. But the tachlis of Shabbos is la'osid lovech. It's not enough. This beginning of Shabbos, you start with this emunah, Ribbono shel Olam, Ribbono shel Olam. But you have to take this emunah and turn it into ruchnius. This is the tafkid of Shabbos Kiddush. This is the tafkid of Shabbos Kodesh. This is the reason Be'etzem Shalashudas, Abad and the Machmir, Mamak Bito Idos of Fish. As I'll say, a person is Shalashudas, Be'etzem Be'nachlo B'li Metzorim, without an end. This is the tachlis. Lossid Lova is no end. Some people wonder, Taka, why they don't have the Siyat HaLishmai. You know, Mishnebuah says, if you eat after Shkia, it's not called Shalashudas. Mishnebuah lekatchil even a minute after Shkia, is Mamash, you're not Yetzem Shalashudas. But yeah, but mamish is kimat you're not the Yitzhak Shalashud, it's even a minute after Shkia. Mamish, you know, people think a couple minutes after it, it's mamish b'diyevit if Yitzhak Shalashud is. It's a makbid. And all these ruchnias nachem, you have to be makbid on the Seder HaGashmi shel haruchnias. If you makbid on the Seder HaGashmi shel haruchnias, so then you get the chelek haruchni shel. So a person has to take. And again, you're right. I know that Shabbos Lasid Lovo, it sounds the hardest part to touch. And it's all about the Chassidim, it's called Raivin the Raivin. I know if you went about the Chassidim Shabbos Medrashim for Shalashudas, I don't know how it goes in England exactly, but you know a lot of places they say Shema Yisrael, the Makabal Omar Hushamayim, and Shalashudas. It's the same idea. Shalashudas is the part, we're going back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They say Shema Yisrael, they say all these Achim. This is the Tachlis of Shalashudas. The person will say, but it sounds like a little bit too hard. You're right. It's not given in the beginning of Shabbos. It's in the end of Shabbos. Chazal say, how we know there's a neshama yaseiva in Shabbos? It says, Vayonach, Vayoim, Hashvi, Vayi Nofash. Rashi says in Chagiga, Vay of the Nefesh. Kshayotis HaShabbos, Oimrim, Vay of the Nefesh. It's a kind of tickle that everyone feels around Shalashudas time. I'm sure you know what I mean. So some people think that they feel that tickle because the week starts again, the vacation is over. Yeah, but no shaykhs to that. And this is the feeling. I'm sure everyone of you had these feelings, like a saddish feeling in the end of Shalashudas. This is the feeling of the Neshama Yaseiva. Why then you feel it? Because after the whole Shabbos, you feel it. The beginning of Shabbos, you can't touch it. You have to know, we are in a world that Hashem changed the world a little bit because we're small people. In the old days, Shalashudas was a very shvel matzav. no hatfid anymore, no lights, candles, everything is over. It was like the worstest time. Your mom is mufka from the gashmias. But it's called kule ruchnias. Today the air conditioning is on, the lights are on, the food, you can warm the cook. It's a different world. Because our dog cannot survive without cold drinks, without. But Be'etzim, the Shalosh Shudas was, you know, you prepared for Shabbos, but Shalosh Shudas ready, the Chamin, everything gets cold, everything is over. This is Be'etzim, the Nituk from the Gashmias, the Vot from the Ruchmias. Okay, listen, it's Moisif Michol al HaKodesh. What is the meaning of Moisif Michol al HaKodesh? It's the same idea. You come to this Ruchmias, I want to stay in Shabbos. No, I run away. Why are you running away? It's close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam is close to Klal Yisrael. This is Be'etzim Da'avoido. And like I said, when we started to handle this Inyan, you have to know you have Shabbosis all of your life. It's only a question of decision. If you decide you will work on it, and by you Shabbos will be something else, with the years, this will be Shabbos by you. If not, you will stay like before. Another day and another day. When you'll be 50, you'll say, you know, I'm over here to good vibing. Chaval, we didn't listen, we started to do them. Why to wake up when you're 50? Like I told you once, when I was a young bacher, I said, when I go to Yeshiva Gedela, I'll start to work on tefillah. When Yeshiva Gedela, I said, when I get married, it's a chandav now. I get married, I say, you know, when I have kids, Be'ez Hashem. When I had kids, I said, you know, when I start to say shir, I'll start to daven with Mishit Zorich. Now I say, when I will retire, I'll start to say daven. I say, don't think you will start tomorrow. Shabbos happens every week. If you decide to work on it, shlav b'shlav. And then you will have an under a month. That's the Shem of Siyat HaMashiach.